We're doing Tehillim, the 145th chapter, what we commonly call Ashrei, although Ashrei is not part of the chapter. It was added on by the rabbis from other chapters of Tehillim. But that chapter which we say, which Chazal say is a unique chapter, a chapter that was exceptionally fond by David the Melech. He had great fondness for this chapter. And Chazal say, whoever says this chapter every day is promised that he will enter the world to come. So the chapter is a spectacular chapter, a chapter of praise. And the truth is that chapter 145, Kuf Mem Hei, introduces the final six chapters of Tehillim, up to Kuf Nun. Yes, you have Mem Hei, Mem Vav, Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, Mem Tes, and Nun. And all of them are chapters of praise, what we call the Hallelujahs. They are, each one begins with Hallelu, give praise to Ka, to Yud, Ke, Hashem, and they end with Hallelu Ka, and they begin with this, with a term that's also like Hallel, like Hallelu. They begin with Tehillah le David. Look at chapter Kuf Mem Vav. How does it begin? We say it every morning. Hallelujah, Halleli Nafshit Adonai. It begins with Hallelu Ka, right? How does it end? It ends with the same thing. L'elidor v'dor, halleluka. How does Kuf Mem Zayin begin? Hallelujah. Kitov zamra Eloheinu kimneim nevatila. How does it end? It begins with the word halleluka, and it ends with the word halleluka. All of these chapters. L'asachen l'chol goy, mishpatim bal yedahum, halleluya. That's the conclusion of the chapter. Each chapter begins with that word halleluka, and ends with that word halleluka. And Ashrei also begins with the word tehillah, and the final pasuk is Tehillat Hashem Yedaber Pi. So because it's entering six chapters, these six chapters are one unit. They're a unit of praise about the future. They're a unit of praise about the way Hashem runs the world. So they begin with Tehillah Le David. And this chapter is unique in that it goes in the order of the Aleph Beis. Every letter but Nun, right? So we'll read with the traditional tune and explain as we go along. Tehillah le David. This is a song that's all praise. In this chapter of Tehillim, David makes no requests. All it is a chapter of praise. Tehillah le David. A chapter that is focused on King David's praise. Aromimcha Elohai HaMelech. I will exalt you, I will recount how great you are, my God, the King, and I will bless your name for eternity. Every day I will bless you. Every day has its own blessings. Every day has its own cause for blessing. And as such, David HaMelech says, Bechol Yom. With every day, as I see that day's blessing, Avarecheka, I will give blessings to you corresponding to that day's blessing. Vahalila Shimcha Leolam Vaed, and I will give praise to your name for eternity. Gadol Adonai Umhulal Meod Viligdulato Ein Cheker. God is great, Gadol Hashem. Umhulal meod, and he is far more exalted than our capacity to exalt him. We praise, but our praise falls short of its mark. Why? V'ligdulato in cheker. It is beyond our capacity to acknowledge his greatness. V'ligdulato, and his greatness in cheker is beyond our capacity. It's beyond our abilities. So we praise him, but David HaMelech says whatever we say isn't enough. Yes, Basuk Dalin? Hashem is great, Gadol Hashem, Umulal Meod, and he deserves great praise. V'ligdulato en cheker, and his greatness is beyond our capacity. Yifshar lachkor en cheker. So as much as we sing praise, we're not doing it justice.
It seems like it's repetitive.
How so?
It all is the same thing.
That God is great and praiseworthy.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. In that sense, yes. Dalid?
Yes.
Dor ledor, yishabach ma'asecha. Each generation, this generation, the next generation, they'll all praise your actions. Ugvurotecha, yagidu. And they will recount your great actions. Hadar, kevododecha, vidivrei nifleotecha, asicha. I will recount, I will tell over the glory of your honor and the wondrous things that you do. Ve'ezuz noreotecha yomehiru ugdulatecha asaperena. David HaMelech says, ve'ezuz, and the strength, noreotecha, of your awesome actions, yomehiru, people will say, ugdulatcha, and your greatness, yisaperu, they will recount. So David HaMelech says, A, you are beyond our praise. A, you are, each day has its own blessings that we should really give. And each generation has to praise you. Your glory and your praise are things I will recount, and other people will also tell over your strength and your greatness. Pasuk Zayin, Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabihu. Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabihu. The abundance of good that you do will be recounted and remembered by people. Vitzitkatecha yiraneinu, and they will give song of your righteousness. Chanun v'rachum Adonai, erech apayim ugdol chasid. Hashem gives gifts for free. Chanun is like chinam. Chanun, Hashem is good, and He doesn't charge for it. Maybe chen is the same root, but chanun comes from the term matnat chinam. Erech apayim, God is slow to anger, ugdol chasid, and He does tremendous kindness. Tov Adonai lakol, v'rachamav al kol ma'asav, God is good to all, His mercy is on all His creatures. Meaning Hashem isn't only good to those who do His ways. Hashem is also good to those who are evil. Hashem is good that He has mercy for all His creatures. V'rachamav al kol ma'asav. Not only the human beings, not only the tzaddikim, God has mercy for everyone. God's rooting for all of us. He wants us all to do good. Yoducha Adonai kol ma'asecha. Hashem, all your actions will give thanks to you. V'chasidecha yivarechucha. And your pious ones, your chasidim, will bless you. So David HaMelech says, all Hashem's actions really should give forth the song of Hashem's praise. And it's so fitting that David, who said this, is the one that composed the work Sefer Shira. All of your actions, meaning Hashem made the heavens and the earth and the birds and the beetles and every little creature. Kol ma'asecha, everything you made, yoducha, will give thanks to you, Hashem. And David HaMelech really composed the work, Sefer Shira, in which he says how each little creature Hashem created, from the heavens to the earth, to the little bugs, to the spiders, every one of them has their song of praise before Hashem. That's the book, how each one sings, and he says over there what the praise of each one is. Kibod malchutcha yomeiru ugvuratecha yedaberu. They say over the honor of your kingship. They speak of your might. Lehodia livnei ha'adam gevurotav uchvod hadar malchuto. David HaMelech says, Lehodia, and the reason they tell over your greatness is that so that people will know, to publicize, Gevurotav, God's might, Uchvod Adam Malchuto, and the honor, the glory of His kingship. Meaning, we could live life, and we could ignore God's might. We could ignore the fact that tens of scuds fell and no one was hurt in this country. We could ignore the fact that we have a situation where Other countries are fighting our battles for us. There are a lot of things that Hashem does that are indicative of His might, and we could ignore them. So people say them over, God's pious ones point out, look at how Hashem did that. Look at how Hashem helped us here. Look at how powerful Hashem acted over here to save us. So the odia, that's that people will notice, livnei adam, to other people, gvurotav, Hashem's might, because we could overlook it. Again?
Indicative, I think, what you said. What does that mean?
Indicative means that it indicates.
Okay.
Pasuk Yud Gimel. Malchutcha, malchut kol olamim, umemshaltecha, bechol do vado. Your kingship is for eternity, and your rulership is for all generations. Sumech Adonai, lechol anofelim. God supports those that are stumbling. They shouldn't hit the ground. Hashem supports them. V'zokeif lechol hakifufim. God straightens out all those that have already bent down, that the weight of the load has bent them down. So Hashem straightens them up. Hashem helps them stand up. Einechol eilecha yisabehu. Everyone looks up in hope to you that you'll help them. And you give them their sustenance, each one in accordance with the time that's fit for them. And it's very interesting. There's a medrash that says, even the robber, as he's about to break into someone's home, he offers up a silent prayer, God help me out. So it says, Einechol, everyone, Eilecha yisabehu, sends their hope to you, Hashem. And you give everyone their food at their set time. Poteach et yadecha. Hashem, you open your hands, umasbi'a lechol chai, ratzon, and you satiate every person in accordance with his desire, with his needs. And this pasuk, Chazal tell us, is the focal point of this chapter. Everything else is like icing on the cake. But the essence of the chapter is this pasuk, poteach et yadecha. The previous pasuk says, everyone looks to you for their help. And you, poteach et yadecha, you open your hands and you sustain everyone. And from here, Chazal proved that parnosa is something that comes directly from Hashem. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Tzadik Adonai, Bechol Derachav. Vechasid, Bechol Ma'asav. Hashem is extra righteous in everything He does. Even if a person doesn't have merits, Hashem goes beyond the call of duty on behalf of people. V'chasid b'chol ma'asav, and He's pious in all His actions. Karov Adonai lechol koreav, God is close to all who call out Him. Lechol asho yikra'uhu v'emet, anyone that calls out and he means it. Sometimes people stand in prayer and they don't mean it. But anyone who means it, Hashem is there, Hashem is listening. And this is a fantastic point. This is a point that we always have to remember. That at every point in our life, if we only turn to Hashem, Karov Hashem lechol koreav. Hashem is close to whoever calls out to Him. That's the idea of the pinta layid, that nitzot, that spark that's always there. Whenever you want, that could never be extinguished. Hashem says, wherever you've gone and whatever you've done, if you call out to Me with true intent, Karov Hashem lechol koreav. Then Hashem is close to all those that call out to Him. Ritzon yireav yaseh. He does the will of those who fear Him. Ve'tshavatam yishma ve'yoshiim. And He hears their outcry and saves them. Shomer Adonai et kol ohavav. Hashem protects all those that love Him. So, ohavav, those that love Hashem, Hashem protects them. Ve'et kol harsha'im yashmid. Ultimately, God's plan is to destroy all the wicked. So, it's something which Hashem is waiting. He's still giving them a chance. Ultimately, et kol harsha'im yashmid. Hashem will destroy all those that are wicked. Tehilat Adonai Yedaber Pi. My mouth will sing the praise of Hashem. Vivarech Kol Basar Shem Kodesho Leolam Vaed. And David HaMelech concludes and says, and let all flesh come forth and give blessing to Hashem's holy name for eternity. That's really what's fitting. So David concludes the chapter with Tilat Hashem Yidaber Pi. I will praise Hashem, Vivarech Kol Basar. And I encourage all living things, all flesh should bless Shem Kodesho Leolam Vaed, Hashem's holy name for eternity. So again, what do we see in this chapter? The chapter began with David's praise. David's praise is, I will exalt you and bless you. Forever, every day in accordance with its blessing, I will bless you. Hashem is great beyond our understanding. And so each generation will praise Hashem and recount Hashem's greatness and Hashem's might. And Hashem is merciful beyond reason. He's good to all. His mercy is on everything. V'rachamav al kol ma'asav. You know the Gemara about that? We'll get back to that in a minute. So David then switches on the letter Yod. All your actions, Hashem should thank you and bless you. Tell over your honor. Let everyone know your might and that your kingship is for eternity. For you are supportive of those that stumble and fall. Everyone hopes, and their hope is turned, it's focused on you. And you give them what they need. Look at how you sustain the world. You're righteous in everything you do. You're pious beyond any imagination with all your actions. You're close to all those who call you in truth. You do the will of those who fear you. You listen to them when they call out to you. You protect those who love you and destroy those that are wicked. My mouth should continue singing your praise, and let all flesh bless your name for eternity. That's the chapter. So what's the story about Berachama Bakol Masam? Okay, the Talmud tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was once walking in the marketplace, and a young goat ran and tried to hide behind him. And the butcher was running after the goat. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi handed over the goat and said to the goat, "Go, this is what God created you for, to be slaughtered. That's your purpose in life." So in heaven they held it against him, and they gave him tremendous stomach problems and a toothache and big problems. Until one day his maid was chasing after a weasel and caught the weasel and was going to kill the weasel. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said, "No, take it out, let it go far away." Hashem has mercy over everything He created. That's also one of God's creations. Let it go. So when He had mercy on the weasel, so in heaven they said, okay, now He made up for not having mercy on the goat. So that's V'rachamav al kol ma'asav. Hashem's mercy is on everything He created, and so do we. God wants us to be merciful beings, merciful people for God's creations other than ourselves, even for other living organisms. When at all possible, we should be merciful towards them as well.